Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 1586. Visible translated text is as follows. Good pussy, Annie Maud. All I know that your ass is fat, you need not say that it isn't, and I know your pussy is good and fat and warm and hairy. How do I know? Because my dick stay on a hard all the time. When you pass this door, every Nick say here, she go, and do you know, little girl, that your dick say to my heart? I love you more than any man that you love with. And how I and how I love you so much is because I believe you with. And how I and good wife for me, and not to talk no lie, I will make a good man and will give you anything that you want to make you be good to me. I am not talking just to hear myself talk. I am talking this because I know that I can do and what I have got to do with. Because, you know, if a man get you, he has got to do if he want you to treat him right. And I, letter 7. Now, I tell you, Miss Annie, you don't have to write and ask me. Do I like that? Not a damn tall. I told just what I heard, so you must know that whoever told me that was tell the truth. I guess I don't know and don't give a damn. And if you don't want to write down there to me, I don't care. But I will say this. I love you, all right. And have loved every since we was at court together. I am surprised at you, Annie, to hear you say for somebody to kiss your ass. So far as you say that your mother told you not to eat or drink anything from Jim. Well, that all right, believe. You are telling the truth about you don't care anything about him, and I know that he is not your husband and not me. And I would like to be if we was not in there, for I love Mr. Gill. Has always told you so. You just thinking me and did love and how to do. Of course, you know that you never, for I was the one crossed the street that crazy about marry me, that I would like for you to marry me. You should know, have been pleased with you, and know that I will, because I would time in your life and will change now and be a good man, and I could get along fine and be happy. But I did not know that you tell people to kiss your ass, and I know that you are not no fool, miss, and I am not no fool. And I don't listen to everything that the boys tell me, for I just told you just what I heard and did not tell you that it was the you, or your no, that you don't have to tell me. No lie for X you too much and would do all I cannot mess me up for. I love love and love you to my heart, and if you don't love me, I don't give a damn and you don't care, and if you don't love me, I will love you just the same. I have been writing some, but I letters up there too. To let you know how much I love you, and I mean it well. I guess I will try to forget you too. Will take me a long time for every time I read your letter, think that much more of you. Well, that all right. If you did had wrote me you a smart letter a little sooner before Mr. Gilliland left. If you had wrote this right, please answer all of your letter. I would like to hear from you. I am not mad at all with you, and you see nobody is telling you something around there about me. Why, nobody can't tell you anything about me for nobo dy around there, know anything wrong about me and what they do know. They know I am a good man. Tell me what some of them are saying. Answer this smart.